デイビッド・リー・ロスとつながっています。小さな火のかかしはいかが。 You are tuned directly to David Lee Roth. How about Little Fire Scarecrow?
Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, and that was Henry Rollins. What a great guest, huh, guys? Oof,
yeah, yeah.
Smoking. Good. What stories, huh? I thought I had a pretty good story. Nothing compared to that. Henry Rollins, and he's going to be on. He's going to be in the town hall on February 16th, right here in New York City. And for all of you listening to me right now in Philadelphia, it's the famous Electric Factory on February 18th. If you've never seen Henry do his one man standing there show, one guy with a microphone, it's awesome. I highly recommend it. That's Henry Rollins, and you can also see Henry on the Henry Rollins Show. Whoa, who's naming these things? That's on IFC, starting up in April, and the Full Metal Challenge, which comes on the Learning Channel. That's Henry Rollins. Hope we have him back, huh? Oof, let's get to the important stuff here. Madonna needs to stop exercising so much. You know what? My Dr. Patel, you know what he says? He says to me, David, I think exercise is evil. I'm going to have to agree with him here. Read this. Check this out. This comes from my favorite, page 6. Madonna needs to stop exercising so much and twisting herself into contortions. The 47-year-old mother of two went from Grammys right to the hospital. From Seder Sinai Hospital in L.A. last week for hernia surgery. Ouch. Afterwards, she appeared pale and had no appetite at the L.A. Kabbalah Center. She didn't eat anything. What do you eat with Kabbalah water? What goes with Kabbalah water? You have white wine with fish, right? And you have red wine with spaghetti. And then what do you eat with Kabbalah water?
I guess tofu.
Tofu?
I guess.
There is no part of you that is Jewish, animal. That's clearly evident.
What about eggplant?
Gefilte fish.
You're still flubbing it. He got a little bit closer there. I don't know. What do you drink? What do you
catfish.
Eat with? Catfish. Okay, no. Jewish people don't eat catfish. But they could. I like you. I like the way you think. Okay.
Catfish is good.
Catfish is good, but it's not Jewish.
Okay.
I think with Kabbalah water, you would have matzo balls, right?
Yeah, a dry bagel.
You have a dry bagel, which is a donut with an education.
What about a rice cake?
No.
That won't get it.
Although you might run into
less filling.
You would run into a Jewish woman who's on a diet that eats rice cakes. So by proximity, you got one out of about 19 there. Okay.
Oh.
It is Animal's House. I'm just David Lee Roth. 866-313-3733. What are we doing with all this exercise? Madonna looked spectacular on the show. Great.
It doesn't
matter what her age is. I don't care what's written chronologically on her driver's license.
Yeah,
all right.
Those Tina Turner legs jumping off, man.
She looked amazing. And what I said originally, though, when I saw that show was she's got all the future. She's got all of the ingredients. She's got all the raw materials. And what I'm seeing is somebody who's distracted. You can't do shows like that. You can't sing and dance shows like that and still juggle the family, juggle the husband, juggle the kids' books, juggle the empire, juggle the houses, juggle the chihuahua. Well, you could juggle the chihuahua, but then PETA's going to come after you. Now you got to juggle a litigating attorney. More importantly, I wonder if we're exercising ourselves into ribbons here. Is that what we're doing? Is exercise actually about health or is it just about looking good? Because if she was exercising for health, she would have stopped way, way short of a hernia. You know you're getting a hernia way, way before it actually pops. You follow? Or you know it from lower back or everything else that's gone wrong with me in the last 30 summers.
A little bit of both, don't you?
A little bit of both what?
Well, you know, for the health-wise and the age-wise.
I never exercise for health. I exercise so I look good when I'm naked for Sasha.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's just cut to the crash here.
Okay.
Boom. 866-313-3733. I think most of this exercise is for the way you look. I think most of this stuff is for the way that you're perceived by the opposite sex. Or if you go broke back, whatever. But nevertheless, it's about the visuals. Sasha, what's more important to you, your eyes or your ears?
My eyes. I exercise to look good.
Okay.
Not for my health.
Okay, so the eyes are more important than yours. If you had to make a choice between deaf and blind, you'd always choose deaf, right?
No.
Oh, come on. If I said to you, you have to choose deaf for the rest of your life or blind for the rest of your life, which would you choose, Sasha?
I would choose blind. I would choose blind because...
That's because you already know me, darling. But if you didn't know your way around tactily, then you would probably, most people would agree. Most of you listening right now, would you not choose your eyes instead of your ears? I can walk around this city without my ears. I can't walk anywhere without my eyes. I'm going to need help doing the most basic stuff. There's a lot of people who are deaf here, but blind impacts you a whole lot more. My point is that we're a very visual society, more than ever before. You know, we talk to somebody like, Henry here, and he's bringing up literature and words and stuff that a lot of people are unfamiliar with. If you see a picture of it, you know exactly what he's referring to. Agreed?
Yeah, I agree. I'll try to negotiate with you. Could I have one eye and one ear? Could I negotiate?
You mean like the last girl I saw you with?
She had three eyes.
Anyways, Madonna, she's taking a little beating, a little self-inflicted beating there. I love her. I bought all of her records. I've watched the show. I thought she looked great in the show, but I see a lot of distraction. Here's the proof. You heard it first on Roth Radio. You don't get an injury like that if you're completely committed to all that strength and weight training. If you're not 22 years old, you got to quadruple your efforts. You follow? And it sounds to me like she's got a little bit of planning to go. I also read where she's having a little trouble with the husband, Guy Ritchie.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with his stuff? I should have brought that up with Henry. What a great director. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch, great movie with Brad Pitt in it, okay? What happened to his career? He disappeared. She's juggling him with a chihuahua, okay? He's in that loop as well. This is gonna combust. I bet you we need more about this on page 6. Also, I wonder, you know, sometimes these metaphysical injuries happen. You don't want to continue in your life. Something happens. The guy who doesn't want to pursue the future develops a knee problem. The person who doesn't want to tell the truth to somebody gets a sore throat. What does it mean when Madonna gets a hernia? It means stop effing with me, huh? Stop pounding me. That's almost what that says. Okay, let's dovetail this into Kabbalah water. Does it work? What do? Do you drink it or do you bathe in it?
I think you rub it on your wounds or something.
You rub it on your wounds.
Yeah.
No. You've been watching the movie Troy. That's still not Jewish. But
I had a skin rash. I wanted to try it on, man. It might work.
That was the contraception segment that we discussed 2 hours ago.
Animal. Oh, okay. I'm in the past.
You should have brought it up to the physician who called up from Massachusetts there.
Okay.
That can't. There is a salve for that. But what does Kabbalah water actually do for you? Do you have any ideas? 866-313-3733. Does it just serve to remind you of your religious leanings or your newfound religious leanings? Or do you actually soak it? If you have something that's hurt, if you stick your toe, is it like the fountain of youth? Where does Kabbalah water really come from? I don't even really want to know.
Oh, man.
What tap does that come from?
I think it's tap water with Sasha's finger in it.
No. That is a religious item, but it's not a healing item. In fact,
it would heal me.
My question, where would Kabbalah water actually come from? It's got to come from somewhere, and it probably came out of a tap. Agreed? So where is that tap located? I have no idea. Okay, Rich, talk to me. Number 5, 866-313-3733. You agree?
Hello?
We live in a visual society. Is that what the exercise is all about, or are we really trying to lower our heart rate?
Well, actually, I had a question for you about going blind or deaf.
Exactly. So, is it a visual society, or is it something more than that? Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I feel for somebody that's more inclined to a musical lifestyle like you were, how could you give up music so easily as to say that you'd be deaf rather than blind?
As opposed to going to the bathroom on my own conveniently whenever I want, as opposed to going animal, I got to go to the bathroom 7 times a day so that he can lead me there? I don't see that there's really an argument.
But music has made you who you are today, is that right? And how could you just give that up?
How could I possibly even find my way to the recording studio without my eyes? How could I possibly read the contract? I'd have to have them pay me in $1 bills so I could count it like in the dark. Yeah, there are people like Stevie Wonder. There is an occasional individual who transcends, but those individuals usually start very young in life, okay? Mm-hmm. Agreed? And
yeah.
I think most people would definitely choose deaf as opposed to blind, but you don't think so?
I would definitely choose to be deaf because you could live a normal lifestyle. You can do things on your own. I agree with you 100%.
If you were blind, would you even bother going to the gym? Would you smoke cigarettes if you were blind? Would you bother getting interesting clothing if you were blind? Would you grow a beard and a mustache? Or would you just grow a beard and a mustache and never bother shaving again if you were blind? Go ahead, answer some of that.
That's a great question. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't look, if I was blind, I wouldn't look anything like this, and I wouldn't bother looking like anything like this, because I wouldn't be able to see the way Sasha just winked at me. It would all go past me, and I would never play to that. Most of my life is spent playing to women, in some sense of the word. Why do you think I picked this handsome shirt? Why do you think I bother watching my weight? Why do you think I brush my teeth? Come on.
You're right. It's just I just wasn't sure about the music, you know, because I got a friend who I actually asked that question to. He goes to Loyola. He's a trumpet player, and he said that no doubt about it, he would give up seeing as long as music stays a part of his life. He's based his whole entire life around music, and he would not give that up for anything in the world.
Well, that's very easy to say, like those who have a lot of money going, oh, I don't mind raising the taxes, and people who have no children saying, oh, I wouldn't mind sending my son into the military. It's very easy to say that kind of a thing, okay? The guy who has 20 automobiles goes, well, I could live without a car, because it's so completely out of his frame of reference that you can fantasize. And it's really easy to sit there and go, no, man, I'm a musician. I would only go with my ears. Really? Are you making a living off your ears right now? Are your ears now putting gas in the car, putting mortgage in the house, putting education into your kids' brains? Hey, wait a minute. Same kid needs a football. Did your ears pay for that football? Because probably not. All right? Right. And when it comes time to actually get in the automobile and drive the kid down to the pediatrician, are you the one driving or are you sitting in the back with the kid? It's a visual society. That's what I think. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Hey, we're freestyling. Mike, he wants a sip of Kabbalah water. go ahead. I can see clearly now.
Dave.
Yes, Mike.
Comes from the Himalayas. I'm not even kidding. It's the Hunza province of Pakistan.
Say that one more time, the last sentence again, Frank. Go one more time.
It's from the Himalayas in the Hunza province of Pakistan.
Oh, that's really?
Yes.
How do you know that?
I'm reading about it right now. It's right in front of me. It's called hexagonal water.
Hexagonal water. And it comes again from Pakistan?
Yes, it does.
I'm wondering how Kabbalah water, which is a religious element tied into Hebrew Judaism, something or other, comes from Pakistan.
That's the whole thing. It's funny, but it does. I'm reading about it right here. That's kind of an oxymoron.
Okay, and what does Kabbalah water do for you? Does it say it actually in the libretto there? What are you reading? What is Kabbalah water going to do for me?
It oxygenates the water and it rejuvenates the person. That's what it says it does.
Well, all water does that if you even if you just bathe in it.
But not hexagonal water. Water. Never heard of this?
Well, I've heard of Kabbalah water, but I think it's pronounced hexagonal or hexagonal water. What is that named after the river, or is this another invention for sales purpose?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm reading about it right now. It's just funny that you were talking about it.
I wouldn't be surprised if hexagonal refers to another sales device, okay? Like the, what's a hexagon? It's got 8 points or something like that. The 8 points of Kabbalah reading, the 6 points of Kabbalah teachings or something, and they call it hexagonal water. I love it. Give a thing a great name, huh? How far would, like I said before, how far would the ancient mariner have gone if he was only called the old sailor? What about the red string that comes with Kabbalah? Is Mike still on the phone there? Mike, does it discuss the red string that you tie around your wrist there? Does that go with the water? Do I dip it first or what? Share this with me.
No, it doesn't. But you know what? I'm going to take my Harley and take it right up there and give me a gallon. How's that?
We're going to dunk Sasha like a little donut. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio. I'm David Lee Roth, New York, but we're talking about Philly, and we're talking to Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, hello, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and we're on davidleeroth.com. I don't know if you know anything about this. Give us a call on the Kabbalah, because this is sort of gray area for me. One thing I do know is deaf versus blind. James, number 10, you're on Roth Radio. You're in the spotlight, bro. What's cooking?
Hey, what's going on, man? I've been a musician for 10-plus years now, and I just wanted to say that I totally agree with you, man. I'd rather be deaf than blind.
Yeah, why is that?
Any day of the week.
Why is that?
Just every other thing besides music that involves your life. Whether I play sports also. I mean, right now I'm commuting to school, you know, to get educated. I wouldn't be able to drive myself. You know, I have an over an hour commute to school every day. How would I get back and forth to work? I mean, yeah, I'd be losing, you know, music, which I love. But, you know, I'd definitely rather give that up than normal function, you know.
I do. My love life would have been very different because now that I'm a little bit more grown up, when I go on a first date with a girl, I always ask myself, would I still be here if I was blind? And if I had asked myself that as a kid, then I would have had a lot more time to do reading. I would have been able to work on the career a little bit more. I would have had a little more free time, but a lot fewer drinking stories.
I could give up music and still function in life. I could still get a job. But if I'm blind, I mean, really, everything needs to be done for you.
So what do you think? Is all the exercise about the way we look, or is it about the health? What do you think?
It's definitely about the way we look. Everything's about the way we look and, you know, how we view everything, you know.
Because now they
about sight, you know,
now they have then now they have stripper class as part of the Crunch Gym routine. Okay, and I believe on Friday we have the gal who does pole dancing. Okay, and teaches that for aerobic content. Even my sister, my sweetheart sister Lisa, I discovered a stripper pole. Well, I didn't discover it; I saw it through the window. Don't go away; the plot thickens.
ただいま、デイビッド・リー・ロスとつながっています。小さな火のかかしはいかが ?You are tuned directly to David Lee Roth. How about Little Fire Scarecrow?
Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, 866-313-3733, freestyling here, just pounding through the news. Whitney Houston, Avril Lavigne to perform at the Olympics. Duran Duran and Whitney Houston are among the artists who will perform at this year's Winter Olympic Games. How did they arrive at the idea of Whitney Houston being at the Olympics? What do you think of that, animal? You got an idea?
That's an accident waiting to happen, don't you think?
If she finds her way to the stadium, yeah. it could work out. She's probably still got the voice, but now that I've seen the reality series, it's Bobby's Life or whatever that's called, you know, this is a really interesting call to put in the Olympics. What do you think?
Man, I think that's I don't really know what to say about that one, man, because see, I know her cousins and we kind of tight and I don't really want to talk about it too much, man, you know.
Again, this is your show today, man.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's my show, no, man, I don't think so. She should not be there, man. I don't know, man. You know, anybody mess up, you can give them a chance, you know, whatever, but hopefully it won't turn out, you know, like Sly, I hope, but you know, she deserves another break, you know, I think, because once upon a time she had the most beautiful voice in the music industry.
When was the last time that she went touring? Do you have any idea when the last time she was actually singing songs for money?
I think it was last I know it was 97, because after the tour was over, her bodyguard came out on the road with us. It could have been another time after that, but that's the only time I remember.
97 is a long time to go without actually exercising those vocal cords there. At any rate, Whitney Houston's going to be there. Avril Lavigne's going to be there. Looks like Kelly Clarkson and also Ricky Martin. Okay, somewhere between... what's her name? Whitney and Ricky and the guys in Duran Duran who have a very colorful past. That sounds like a hell of a weekend party to me. It doesn't exactly sound like the Olympics, though. What are you thinking, Sash? You got that look.
It just doesn't seem very Olympian to me. It's a bunch of mediocre artists getting together.
Who would be the best to perform at something like this?
I don't know, something monumental, like Van Halen. Or something big, something showy, something like Avril Lavigne for the Olympics.
Is she from Canada?
Yeah, she's from Canada.
Okay, so that's probably the representation, or do we consider her an American artist?
She's an American artist.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, but she's popular here, but I'm wondering if she got voted in because she represents a different place. What part of the world does Ricky Martin represent? Miami? No, he's into sports, and that was in Page Six about 2 weeks ago. Not Olympic sports. Remember, there's something that he enjoys in the shower. I'm trying to paraphrase this from Page Six. He described on a television interview, evidently, that he enjoys a certain kind of sports that take place in the shower, and that he's been, trying to explain that away ever since there. But that was clearly in Page Six. I'm wondering, well, those kinds of sports, if it's cold enough, it turns into snow, right? it'll turn into ice. I don't know. Anyways, we're talking about the Olympics here. And Whitney Houston, Avril Lavigne, Andrea Bocelli. Okay, that's kind of that's predictable. Kelly Clarkson. Does she belong at the Olympics? She's a product of competition. Do you like Kelly Clarkson, Animal? Does she appeal to you at all?
A little bit. Not, you know.
Sing me a song.
I don't know none of them.
Okay,
songs.
There you go.
I got hum along if you give me a beat. Brian Young, fire me a beat there, brother.
I'm very curious as to how this is going to play out with Whitney, because I've been watching the reality series. If you have an idea on this, call us up, 866-313-3733. Does Whitney Houston belong in the Olympics here? I don't know. I want to hear what some other people think. B. Young, you got that quizzical look. What do you think, man?
I don't know.
Is this an even choice? Should Bobby Brown be in the Olympics?
That was my next question. If he show up, it's going to be a...
Of course he's going to show up.
Oh, it's on then, man.
She is his keeper. You can't separate the pair, right? And when Bobby Brown shows up at the Olympics, does that represent America really well or really crummy? I'm going to go on record. I think it represents us really well.
If you like the crash, this is giving you opportunity.
Oh, totally. You know, you have no idea what's going to happen. Finally, some unpredictability. It's a little bit better than Lionel Richie playing Dancing on the Ceiling.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right. Because if Lionel show up or Smokey show up, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if these guys show up, you don't know what to expect.
Book Axel.
Book Axel Rose. Maybe we could get Eddie Van Halen to sing our My Country Tis of Star-Spangled Rockets Red Glare.
Uh-oh.
866-313-3733. It sounds like an Olympic pileup, but should we supply Kabbalah water to all the athletes? Is that something like steroids? If we gave...
Cheating.
Would it be considered religious cheating?
Yeah.
I hope so. I'm going to start drinking some. Can I mix Red Bull with it?
Oh, man, that might blow up on you, Dave.
I'll be righteously awake. I'll be righteously awake. Anyways, going through the news here. It looks like the Crows, Robinson Brothers, are planning an acoustic tour. You know the Black Crows? You a fan, Sash? You like them?
A little bit of a fan, yeah.
I love the Black Crows. And they have all the classic Van Halen band problems. These guys can't stand each other. Then the brothers are fighting. Then the brothers are in cahoots. And they're going on the road without the band. And then you've got, what's his name, the main guy, doing solo tours, etc. But it says here, Chris and Rich Robinson of the Black Crows will hit the road together this spring in an all-acoustic tour. Well, that's an easy one to do. Performance dates in New York, Austin, Texas, San Francisco. This looks like the first such outing for the sometimes sparring siblings. When was the last time they did a record? The Black Crows they've done greatest hits a number of times. Did they put out a real record recently?
I have not to my knowledge, no. Not a real session.
Dave, I'll tell you something that you might not remember. When I first met you, you was at a Black Crow's first show. It was at Cat House. They say you was in the house. They said David Lee Roth was in the house and stuff. You remember
I was
that
up in the balcony.
You was in the balcony? Okay, cool. Because they did their first show at Cat House. I remember that. And then they went on to be big time after that. And somebody said David Lee Roth was in the house. And everybody was looking for you and stuff. I don't know if they caught up with you or not. But you was in the building.
I was
night.
Up in the balcony for their very first show. I think that was 1991 or something
that. Maybe 90, I think.
Yep. Represented by the same manager, Pete Angelus, that I had, good fella, and he kind of shepherded them along. And I remember sitting with the fellas, with Chris and Rich, for about a half an hour one day in the David Lee Roth offices where the management was working out of at the time. And they said, these guys are going to be the new big thing. Rick Rubin is involved with them, they got a great new record. And Dave, can you help them in dealing with the media? It would be very funny to get one of these guys on the air here, bring them into the show when they play here in New York and see if they remember this moment. Because I remember teaching them for about 45 minutes, actually, on how to do an interview, how to do press. You want to hear? I'll share it with you now. There's three answers to virtually any question. You got to decide first what it is you want to talk about, and then you steer it back to where you want to go. I'll show you. The first answer to any question is this. Good question. I think what you're trying to ask me is this. Second answer is, good question. Before I answer that, let me say this. And the third way is, great question. Let me answer it this way. Now watch, I'll show you how this works. I suppose I want to talk about surfing. Okay? Ready? Sasha, I want you to ask me a typical rock and roll band guy question about anything to do with rock and roll, and I'm going to show you how I get to talk about surfing no matter what you ask. Here we go. Go ahead.
How many groupies a night do you deal with, David?
Okay, it's a good question. Let me answer that this way, because what I think you're asking is not quantity, but quality. And it's like surfing. You know, there are many, many, many waves that I could catch, but I look for the very finest, sweetest, most curvilinear, feminine one that's going to give me the longest ride. Isn't that what you really meant? Oh, yeah. Watch, I'll do it again. Go ahead. Ask me a whole nother unrelated question. Go ahead.
I heard you were caught with the fake Paris Hilton the other night, Dave. How can you deal with that?
Well, it's not a good question. And I think what you're trying to ask me is this. And before I answer that, let me say this. That Paris Hilton is kind of the real thing, whether you like her or not. Sort of like surfing. It's a real sport. Some people say it's an art form. Hanging out with Paris could be a sport. It could be an art form. It could be both. It depends. It's just like surfing. Now, when you talk about the fake Paris Hilton, again, you're talking about the kind of board that I have. And there's a lot of knockoffs these days. A lot of fake stuff bouncing around out there. I want the real thing. I want the real Paris. All aboard. See, it's an art form. I could be a politician.
Oh, man. Get my vote, Dave, anytime.
Okay. So they're going on the road. I like the Black Crowes, and maybe we can get them on the show here coming up for this year. Anybody hear anything else about Van Halen? Anybody catch up on that? You know, we were talking yesterday how they're going to do the Rockstar show, the reality show that is coming up that has Dave Navarro and Brooke Burke. Nice pair, Brooke. It's a bad joke, but the show's almost over. Come on, man. I think they're great. And I'm wondering how In Excess was. They're on tour currently, right? Give us a call, 866-313-3733. If you've seen the In Excess band playing with the new singer out there, if you've heard the new In Excess record, give us a buzz, 866-313-3733, because that's the band Michael Hutchins, he killed himself, right? There was a suicide thing there, as auto asphyxiation. God, maybe he had porno on his telephone.
Maybe.
But their singer left the building Elvis style early, and they got a whole new singer through a process of competition and elimination, okay? And they're out touring currently. I know I read a concert review, well, part of it, not the important part, but just, you know, that they played in Los Angeles recently. So if you know anything about this, give us a buzz. How did that band turn out after they did the routine for the Rockstar reality show? Because it is our understanding that Eddie Van Halen and crew are going to be the next band up for that, and I'm very curious if this was successful for the In Excess people. I'm also curious what you guys think as we start to head towards the last mile of the show here about the Van Halens looking for a new singer.
Some say the world was made for
I can sing.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
Roth Radio, David Lee Roth freestyling. I'm going to take a sip of some Kabbalah water and get right to it here. We're hitting a bunch of different subjects. You know what? I just thought of something. You know, they tie the Kabbalah string around the wrist, right? And I don't know if that's good luck or whatever. I think Whitney Houston is going to need a Kabbalah string on both wrists.
It's supposed to keep the evil eye away from you.
Is that what it is? Because you know what? I just graduated to another helicopter, okay? I'm now training on a twin-engine jet turbine helicopter. And it turns out that it's no different than the smaller versions that I first started on. You have GPS. You've got pitch and yaw control. You've got hydraulics. You've got another set of hydraulics. You've got tail rotor hydraulics, etc., etc. And you guys may remember that right in the front of the canopy is a little antenna. Every helicopter has this. And there's a little string about 3 inches long. It's just a real piece of string that hangs off the front of this curved antenna right in front of the canopy. And when your electronics don't work, or you're looking out at a whiteout condition and you don't have any visibility at all, then you just make sure that string is perfectly aimed on the center line of the aircraft. Is that a Kabbalah string?
That's maybe a prayer cloth.
That's you're going to need a whole prayer cloth. If I screw up with the Kabbalah string, you're going to need a prayer diaper. This is it's a $6.5 million jet turbine engine Kabbalah string. I wonder if anybody else has one of these, or am I just privileged here? 866-313-3733. And does Whitney Houston, even if she has a Kabbalah string, belong in the Olympics? I don't know. 13, give it up there, Hutch. Roth Radio, David Lee Dero in the house. Go, you're on.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead, my friend.
Oh, hi, Dave. Well, listen, given the fact that we haven't seen her for, like, years and years and years, it's going to be interesting, you know, if she makes it to the stage. And I think the whole lineup is kind of weird. I mean, all I got is question marks coming out of my head.
Exactly. It's like when Henry Rollins says that he's being hired by the USO. All right, that's a great thing, but there's a complete question mark followed by an exclamation point, you know, like in the cartoons.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And do you feel that Whitney is proper for the Olympic send-off, or is she in competition all her own?
Oh, man. Well, you know, if she makes it up to the stage and finishes her performance without falling off, hey, you know, She needs a gold medal.
Okay,
right there.
I think I agree with you. You know, this is a gal who's gone through a whole lot of turmoil and troubles, and I watch it on the TV set every week right next to her. I watch her enact these turmoils along with her husband. If she delivers the goods, all the more is the achievement. Thanks for calling. Dennis on track 14 there, Hutch. 866-313-3733. What do you think about the Olympics, Dennis? You're in. Go ahead.
No, how you doing, Dave? It all makes sense to me, man. Ricky Martin, I mean, they're all like, they have something to do with an event. Ricky Martin singing for male figure skating. And we got Whitney representing the Jamaican bobsled team. You know, she likes to get down with the reefer. That's about it. I got to figure it out. And, what's her name? Avril Lavigne. She's like pretty much the only thing good that came out of Canada since hockey, you know?
Well, you've managed to insult an entire nation, an entire generation, and an entire racial group. I like the way you think.
Hey, you don't need my last name, do you?
Animals got your back. Animals got your back. Say that last sentence again. Everybody was laughing.
Helicopters. Just a little knowledge for you. I was in the military. If you're ever in a military helicopter and it's not leaking hydraulic fluid, don't get in it because it ain't got none in it.
I think I know what you're talking about. In fact, when we come flying up from the Statue of Liberty, we usually come up from the Verrazano Bridge heading north up the river channel on the Hudson River. And it's a good heartening thing because every time we pass over through the Ground Zero area, there's always one of those big Black Hawks watching us. They know, you know, 120 Echo Golf, there's only one voice.
Yeah.
That registers in like that. It's a good thing to know that they're up there. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Ricky Martin on behalf of male figure skating. I like it there. Whitney Houston. She is the true Jamaican bobsled team. Bobby! Bobby, get in here! 86, hold on. Bobby! Damn it! You know the phone number. Go ahead. Number 12, I think it is.
Yeah, Lee.
I can't see
hey,
through
Lee.
My glasses. Sasha's butt is in the way. I don't want to see. Go ahead. You're sure. In, Lee. Hit it.
I'm on?
You're on. Go ahead.
Dave, lifelong fan. I love your show.
Thank you so much, Lee. What's cooking?
You got it. I just wanted to weigh in on the Whitney Houston thing, and this could be totally out there, but, you know, back, I think it was in 92 with the Gulf War, and she did the, you know, she had the number one longest playing hit, you know, she did the patriotic song there. Maybe this is a thing where, you know, since Bush's numbers are down and you know, we're in war and the whole thing, maybe it's something that's supposed to sort of, you know, resurge America and get the patriotic thing happening. You know what I mean?
You think George Bush is keeping it real, y'all?
He could be involved. You're pulling the strings. I don't know.
It's an interesting call. Like I said, that Henry Rollins, I was astonished that the USO would actively embrace his politics and his really strong sense of humor. Henry's a severe guy, especially when he's being funny. And that they would embrace that says to me, good props for whoever's looking past whatever the tradition is. Again, they could have easily gone with real family-oriented drivel. Beige, plastic, boring, vanilla drivel. And they came up with some people who were already arguing about. That's good. When you're arguing, when you're not sure, that's art. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with you, big
time. Hey, thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. We're on davidleeroth.com worldwide. We're bouncing, and we're talking about a number of subjects here. You know what? Go back to the Kabbalah. See if Danny is still up there. Maybe he has a clue about the string.
Danny.
I'm convinced. I'm convinced it's the string that's keeping my helicopter in the air. But you're saying it may be the Kabbalah water that I'm drinking.
Let me tell you about the Kabbalah water. The Kabbalah water is akin to the days of yore when people used to go around with wagons selling snake vinegar to people as an all cure. There is no such thing in Kabbalah as Kabbalah water. It does not exist.
Who invented it?
Some charlatans that wanted to make some money. I guess Evian wasn't enough to make them enough money, so they decided to sell Kabbalah water.
And is Kabbalah water available from sea to shining sea? Is this now available in Alabama?
It's available to people who don't know better. It does not. It's not an element of Kabbalah.
And how do you? How are you so aware? You sound like you have a versification in this, do you?
I have a versification because I am an Orthodox Jew, and I enjoyed listening to your show.
Okay, as an Orthodox Jew, what is your take? What is your take on peddling a religion based on this kind of a snake oil, as you refer to?
It's not peddling a religion. What you're doing is people are peddling their version of the religion. Kabbalah is not meant to be peddled. Kabbalah is meant to be studied after all the basics of Judaism have been conquered. The Talmud, the Mishnah, the Bible, the five books of Moses, the prophets and the judges. After you've encompassed all of that stuff, then you can go on the road to Kabbalah for your own private self. It's not meant to be disseminated to the public, to the masses. It's not for mass consumption.
So it's a graduate course, sixth degree black belt kind of a curriculum.
100%.
So you're
now,
saying
the red string does have some merit to it. And the story behind the red string is as follows. There are people who sit in Rachel's tomb, and they go beyond Rachel's tomb seven times, and as they go around seven times, they say the entire Psalms of David seven times.
This is a tradition, or is this invented
to... This is a tradition, and the tradition holds that if you go around Rachel's tomb seven times and say Psalms of David seven times, then the red string will prevent an evil from befalling upon you.
Okay, but you can't just purchase the red string through airmail and accomplish the same thing?
What it is that people who do it then sell the string for money to give to charity.
Interesting.
So good comes from good.
Interesting. So what you're saying is that the current permutation of the red string in the Kabbalah water is all about shoes, haircuts, headgear, and costumes.
100%. It's a corruption of the most secret and sacred aspect of Judaism.
Well, in a certain sense, I agree with you, and I think it's a terrible thing. But in another sense, I think all the more is their achievement for having sold us a great big bunch of snake oil.
Except you cannot start at the top. You must start at the bottom. If you start at the top, then what you're doing is you're corrupting it, and you're missing the entire point of what it's supposed to be.
Are we surprised when actors and actresses choose to jump right into the deep end without it?
100%. If a person doesn't keep the Sabbath, the kosher, and he decides he wants to study Kabbalah, he's wasting his time.
What do you think about Madonna being probably the most evident?
A famous story in the basic primer of Judaism, there's a book called The Guide to the Perplexed, which is the basic primer of Kabbalah. It talks about three great rabbis who decided to study Kabbalah. One became a heretic. One became crazy, and only one was able to study it without going crazy or anything happening to him.
So
he was able to understand what was going on because he had studied all the basics that had to be studied.
So you sound a little dubious about Madonna's possibilities as comprehension, agreed?
That's the understatement of the year.
So why is it that she is so popular with this? Is she still connected to this?
It's a fad, and it's a fad that she feels that she can jump into.
Interesting. Thanks for giving us a call. 866-313-3733. Big illuminating morning here today, huh? Really good stuff. We had all kinds of interesting folks. We're getting all kinds of characters coming into Diamond Dave's Tiki Bunker at this point in time. We got where the debris meets the sea. We got professionals with neckties. We got doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, and rabbis, baby. More about this coming up tomorrow. My name is David Lee Roth, and this was New York. You are Philadelphia. We know you, Dallas, Boston. I come to you often, and we're going to be seeing you on St. Patrick's Day. Oh, who is designing my social schedule? Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. It's all within reach. I'm feeling the future looks brighter with every beer I pour in me. Ooh, see you guys tomorrow.